There still may be a stigma out there, says the Virginia Department of Health's Elaine Martin. Some people think needle exchange programs encourage drug use.
We have more than 30 years of research that shows that's really not the case. People don't start injecting drugs because they have access to a needle.
A big hurdle, she says, has been getting local law enforcement on board.
For police in Virginia, this is a new concept. We're working to educate them.
Applications require a letter of support from police, and they haven't received any yet. She says cases of hepatitis C, though, are still going up.
There's a lot of health risks to reuse or sharing a needle.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.